welcome to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast, where we talk about topics and resources that help you lead more to reach more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. And welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name is Tom Bump, and I'm your host. Thanks for joining me, my friends. I am looking forward to this episode with you and sharing some things that God has laid on my heart for our ministry leaders just like you. So today we're talking about how important it is, how critical it is for us as leaders to have community and connections with others in leadership. Specifically, I want to talk to you about why prioritizing this kind of thing is so important. Why prioritize community and connections for yourself, and why it's not just beneficial, but it's essential for us to have effective and growing leadership. If we want to see our ministry influence grow, if we want to see our ministries grow, we need to put ourselves in community. And so you may not think it's possible, but I want to talk to you about how it can be. I also want to talk to you about, and what we're going to be doing in this episode is we're going to highlight three positives for prioritizing community and connection, but we're also going to talk about three negatives if we neglect this important truth. Now, before we dive into it, I want to talk to you about something brand new that's coming your way here in April of 2024. So depending on when you're listening to it, it may be live, or you might just be hearing this for the very first time. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, I'm putting something up on the screen right now, and it's called KidminPlus.net. KidminPlus.net is the community that you need and that needs you. This is a new and innovative community. I've not seen a membership group like this that I know of that exists. Now, maybe there's one out there, but here's the thing. I know there's lots of subscriptions for courses and trainings, but Kidmin Plus is more than that. Yes, there will be training there for you as a leader. There will be trainings you can use with your volunteer teams. There will be things that will help you focus on being a healthy leader that leads healthy teams, that leads healthy ministries. We focus on those three as our platform, and it was what we call the framework of the Kidmin Plus platform. We also have our toolbox, which is a monthly downloadable resource training. There's going to be all sorts of different things available in our monthly toolbox. But this community is designed to be a community, to come together on a regular basis, to talk to each other face-to-face on Zoom. We're building this community so that we can actually see and talk to each other, that we can network with each other, that we can find out about people around us that we can actually meet in person with. We're going to be facilitating in-person meetups through this community, and it's just launching. And here's the cool part. You can be a part of being an early bird founding member. And what that means is you're going to get in before the general public. We're only releasing on so many spots for this early bird membership. It's a special rate for 1 year that's going to allow you to come in and be a part of the community, and you can stay for as long as you want. But there's courses in here, there's resources in here, there's training in here, there's going to be regular teaching and webinars, there's going to be some great things coming, and we want the community to help build this together. We want to share resources with each other. We want this to be so much more than Facebook. Honestly, I'm getting a little tired of Facebook. I love the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group. I love some of the other ministry Facebook pages and groups. But I want more, and I want more connection. And I've been seeing leaders out there that are hurting, that are feeling alone, that need some help. So if that's you, I want you to start watching, because in the first week of April, we will be opening up KidminPlus.net so that you can jump in and give it a whirl. You can try it for a month. You can stay for more than that. We want you to find that community, because we truly believe KidminPlus.net is the community that you need and that needs you too. So let's dive in and talk about what we're talking about this morning in this recording, I should say, about the power of community. Let's talk about why community is so important. What's the positives for having community for you as a leader? Well, you get an enhanced support system. Everybody needs somebody. And you've heard the quote that you're the sum of the five closest people around you. You want to find some good people. I always tell people, you want to find somebody that's ahead of you. You want to find people that are in the same place as you. You want to find some people that are behind you. You need to have a 360-degree level of community, but they need to be that kind of community that can be there when you're going through the hard stuff. Having a community around you gives you a place that will share burdens. Again, I'm going to plug Kidman Plus a lot in this episode, so sorry, but not sorry. I really want you to be a part of this. I believe in this. I've worked hard to create this for you because it's something that I needed as a kids pastor. And so I'm creating something that I wanted, and I hope that others, I'm not alone. I don't think I am, but I needed a place to share my burdens, to share the struggles, to share what was going on, to sometimes to have a safe place to vent. And when you can discuss these kind of things in a safe place, it's amazing how it does help prevent from feeling isolated, from feeling overwhelmed, from having a negative mindset take over. You've got people that you can release this to and will pray over you for it. And let me tell you, ultimately, it's one of the helps that keeps people from burning out. When I'm talking about to people through Restoring Leaders Ministry, I'm always asking, where's your community? Who do you have around you that you can talk to? And if you need a place for that, check out restoringleaders.org, because that's what it was created for, was to provide that safe place for sharing the load with others, because you're not meant to carry it. Jesus even said, you come to him because he makes the burdens light when you walk with him. You need Jesus in your community. The other part, one of the other things I think is in this, is talking about support systems, is the idea that we can pool resources. The wealth of wisdom and experience, fresh ideas. That's why I have somebody who's further ahead in ministry than I am. I have people that are around the same time in ministry as I am. And then I've got people that are just starting out in ministry, that are in my network, that are in my community, because I learn from all of those people. People that are brand new to ministry get me thinking about things that I've never thought of. People that are further ahead give me wisdom so that I don't make the mistakes that they made. It's amazing how we can pool ideas and resources and manpower, and we can help each other and support each other in that way. The other part of this support system is the emotional and spiritual support. Let me tell you, you need someone to check up on you and say, are you good? You okay? And again, KidmanPlus.net is one of those places where that's what we're going to be checking in. How you doing? How are you taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually? We're going to have some challenges in those areas. We're going to have a physical challenge to help us all take better care of our bodies. We're going to have an emotional and spiritual challenge to take care of our mind and our health, our emotions. We need to do this. If we're going to stay resilient and be healthy leaders in ministry for the long haul, we need to have a strong support system, and the community around you can be that. The other part is the community provides collective wisdom. That's why Ron and I called this Kid Ministry Collective, because we believed that we is better than me. We believe that having more people around us, having some collective wisdom really, truly helps. And again, go back to what I just said. Having people that are further ahead of you in ministry and beside you and behind you, what the scriptures say, wisdom is in a multitude of counsel. If you don't have more people speaking into your ministry and in your leadership, then you're walking a dangerous ground. Whether you're in a small church or a large church, we all need people to speak into our lives, to get community and to get wisdom from. You don't always have to learn from your own experience. I know experience is the best teacher, but how about learning from other people's experience? Maybe you won't make the mistakes that that we made. You know, Brian Dollar has a great book called I Blew It, where he tells some of his horror stories of ministry. When I'm doing coaching, KMC Coach Net coaching with a leader, I'm doing a leadership journey with somebody, we talk about mistakes that I've made. And I'm very open to share what I did right and what I did wrong. And if I could do it over again, here's what I would do. Why? Because I want you to learn from my wisdom and experience to help you make wise choices as well. The other part of this is that it gives us a diverse perspective. You know, when we get community around us, try to find some people who aren't even in the same denomination as you are. Maybe you find, if you're in a rural area, you find some people in the suburbs and things. Why? Because you can learn things from them. Not everybody has to be from your thing. If you're in a small church, don't just surround yourself with small church people, because then you will only have a small church mindset. If you're in a big church, don't forget those small churches, because there's a lot of things that small churches can do that are really powerful principles that you could apply and make your church that's big feel small. So you need different perspectives. You need that kind of community to help you create more innovative solutions and new approaches to do things. One of my coaches that speaks into my life says everything is figure outable. And if you have collective wisdom around you, it's amazing how every challenge you face can be figured out. You can start saying, what if and why not? And couldn't we do? Instead of, well, we can't, we don't, we couldn't. Different perspectives challenge that kind of thinking. The other part of this is it gives you an opportunity for mentorship, both you being mentored and you mentoring others. Every leader needs a coach. I don't care how long you've been in ministry. I don't care how good you think you are as a leader, how many courses you've taken. You need a leader. I wish somebody had sat me down when I first started out in ministry and said, you need somebody to mentor you. You know, I would have been a much more effective children's pastor had somebody told me that when I first started out. I was in my ministry for probably about 15 years, almost halfway through where I'm at now, before I hired my first coach. I invested money and time into somebody who I trusted and believed could help me take my leadership to the next level. I am so honored and blessed that as I coach some leaders in KMC coaching, to watch them excel and grow. I've been able to work with some amazing leaders who just have blown me away, not because I'm a good coach. It's because they're great leaders, because they saw the wisdom in just leaning into somebody else and being mentored, and they're growing and growing. And I'm so proud of those, the ministry they are doing and building the kingdom. It is awesome. Everybody needs that. But here's the thing. Who are you mentoring? Whether it be somebody on your team or another children's leader, you should be pouring into somebody else. Don't be a gatekeeper of knowledge. Share. That's why we brought the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group into being, because we wanted people to pour into each other. We didn't want to just talk about what's your favorite curriculum and what bag do you carry, you know, and what Bible do you study with? And, you know, those are good questions. And I'm not knocking them, but we need to be challenged. Hey, what went well? What didn't go well? And why? What'd you learn from it? You know, we need to be asking deeper questions. And sometimes a mentor helps you do that. And sometimes when you're being mentored or when you're mentoring someone else, it's amazing what can happen. Now, our third benefit is that there is strength in numbers. You amplify your impact in the kingdom and in your community when you get around others. Instead of being a solo lone ranger, Mach 3 with your hair on fire all the time by yourself, why not light some other people on fire? Get some community around you and build each other up, help each other. Maybe you start a local network and start searching. Look for other churches. Look beyond your denomination. Get away from the denominational walls and reach out to people. There was an amazing network, and it's still there in Pennsylvania, called the Engage Network. It's in South Central Pennsylvania, right around the Harrisburg area. I was honored to be a part of that network when I moved there. And I miss them. There's some amazing leaders. Now, some of the ones that where I was with are have moved on and gone into new ministries or changed ministries. But let me tell you, that group of people is phenomenal, because there was strength in numbers. And we together in our community accomplished a lot of great things, because we said, we're not going to push our denominations or our churches. We're going to push Jesus together. And let me tell you, it was amazing. The encouragement and the motivation that came out of that group and other groups that I've been a part of has been phenomenal and life-changing for me and sticks with me to this day. And the bigger the network, the bigger the opportunities. Let me just tell you, the broader you can build community and network with people. That's why when you go to ministry conferences, you should be networking. Don't just stay with people you know. Go get some people you don't know and make friends with them. Talk to people during the breakout, before the breakouts, not during the breakouts, but after the breakouts, before the breakouts. Invite somebody to coffee or lunch, dinner. Hang out with other people besides the ones you know. Some of us play safe because we hang out with the same people. I want to challenge you. Broaden your network. Go talk to resource providers at these conferences and put them into your network. They can be valuable to you. They can come through for you if you build relationships with them. Okay, those were positives. Now let's talk about the negatives. Because when you start walking into isolation, there becomes this huge void. When you don't have community, there's this void of isolation and it is dangerous. Obviously, one of the biggest things that happens, if you don't create community around you, you're prone for burnout and stress taking you out. Going it alone and becoming isolated is the fastest path that I know to burning yourself out, wearing yourself out. If you don't have anybody to check up on you, to make sure that you're taking your Sabbath, that you're resting on your day off and not working and cheating yourself or your family, or you're caring too much, you don't have somebody asking you on a regular basis, why are you doing that? Who else could do that for you? Who else could you give that to and let them use their spiritual gifts and talents for the kingdom instead of you wiping yourself out all alone? See, a lack of community is going to make your stress level and your burnout go a lot faster. So, you know, here's the thing. When you start going alone, you're going to have a problem sharing when you have problems. And not having community means that you've got nowhere to go with your problems. Now, hopefully you always remember, as a child of God, you have the ultimate resource. So even if you say, well, Tom, I don't have a lot of people around me. Well, you have Jesus. And he's more than enough. But he created you to be in community. Do you notice that Jesus didn't walk through his public ministry alone? He had community. He had 12. He had 3. He that challenged that one. Why? Because he knew that ministry was hard. He knew that there were times where he needed to step back. He knew where he had to get out on the boat and say, hey, push me out a little ways. It's getting too crowded here. You and I need to have that. If Jesus had community, you're not better than him. You need it. The other thing that is dangerous when you start going in an isolation is emotional and spiritual drain. You become very prone to feeling emotionally drained all the time and spiritually drained, which leads to decreased motivation. It can lead to depression and discouragement, and it can take you out. Don't underestimate the enemy wanting to isolate you and roar so loudly, make you feel so alone that you quit. Let me tell you again, if you're getting so close to those kind of things, if you're struggling, restoringleaders.org is there for you. I'm here. That's me. I lead Restoring Leaders. I talk with leaders all the time who said, I'm alone and I don't know what else to do. I don't have a place to talk to. Then set up a time to call me. It's a totally donation-based. If you can donate to the mission, you donate. If you can't, you can't. Don't charge for that kind of coaching. KMC Coach, yes, there's a fee to it. You have to invest in yourself or I'm not going to invest in you. I don't apologize for that. But when it comes to soul care and hurting leaders and when you're feeling burned out, I want to help you. I don't want you to feel alone. I don't want you to feel spiritually drained. If you feel more distant from God than you've ever felt, you need help. Please reach out. Here's the other thing that's dangerous about not having community and prioritizing it for yourself. you're going to stagnate. You're going to limit your growth. And the law of the lid, according to John Maxwell, says the whole ministry is only going to grow as far as the leader can go. So if you're not growing as a leader, if you're doing the same things over and over and over again because they're safe, and you know they're safe, and you know you can knock them out of the park, I've seen leaders sabotage themselves that after 3 or 4 years, they become disgruntled with the church, and the church wasn't listening to them, and the pastor isn't listening, and he's a narcissist, and blah, blah, blah. And they sabotage themselves to the point of getting fired. Why? Because they've shot their load. They've blown all their bag of tricks. They've shot their shot. And they don't know what else to do. Why? Because they've stagnated as a leader. They can't innovate anymore because they only know how to do certain things and do them well. And once they've done those, they've got nothing fresh. Because they don't have a community around them. I've seen it happen. We need to be careful how, because isolation can truly hinder your personal growth and your ministry growth because you don't have good ideas and feedback coming in at you. You also miss out on the mentorship. When you're operating solo, when you don't have community, when you don't think you need community or you can't find community, you make all the excuses why you don't have it, then you're missing out on an opportunity to be mentored or to mentor somebody else. And let me tell you, I have grown as a leader because of the people that I get to coach, that I get to walk alongside of. Even when I'm walking alongside a hurting leader, it challenges my faith because I have to lean into the Spirit even harder to know how to guide them. I grow from that. God shows up in new ways for me to help other leaders. God will show up for you to help your volunteer team grow. The other thing is you're going to have reduced creativity. Again, you're going without a group of people pouring into you, when you have a lack of diverse viewpoints, you're going to get very tunnel visioned and you're going to miss out on great things because it's only you. That's why I said sometimes we got to get outside our denominational walls because sometimes people challenge us to think of new ways. I'm not saying give up the hills you'll die on ideas and theology and doctrine. I'm not saying compromise those things. But there are things you can lay aside for the sake of networking and growing and being challenged so that you don't miss something good that God has, that God created. The last negative is talking about that whole idea of diminished impact. If you don't create community around you, you're going to have weaker outreach. Going solo leads to less effective things because you can only do so much. You are limited in what you can do. You're limited in your strength, in your energy, in your time, in your resources, in your talent. You need other people. That's why there's the body of Christ and you're one part of it. When we work alone, we don't have all the resources we need. We need other people. We need togetherness. We need community. We also can get discouraged easier. When you walk alone, it's easy to feel completely alone. And that lack of encouragement and that lack of motivation will get bigger and bigger and with the challenges that come along. And when you're celebrating a victory, who wants to celebrate alone? I'll never forget. I was in a ministry and my wife wasn't able to come to me. They were having an annual celebration of this ministry and she wasn't feeling well. So she didn't make the trip with me. And so I was there by myself and I was acknowledged. I won a Director of the Year award for this ministry. And the state director, you know, shouted out all these accolades and it was very humbling and it was very awkward because I don't always receive praise well from others. But I also know that those are gifts that I give back to God and give him the glory for. So now I do better at receiving that because it's a blessing and it's a testimony that God is working in me and that I have grown as a leader. And I was doing that. And God had blessed me with an amazing ministry year where we saw lots and lots of children come to Jesus. We trained a ton of churches to do more effective ministry. And I spoke for churches and helped pastors. And I did so many different things. And it was amazing. And so the state director wanted to acknowledge that and celebrate that. But I was by myself. And it was exciting because everybody in the group, the team overall, was there to celebrate. But the person who meant the most to me, my wife and my kids, weren't there to celebrate with me. And it was a little diminished, I admit. And she felt bad because that was the worst time for her to be sick. But it happened. But it reminds me of how important it is for us to not try to, you know, we don't want to celebrate ministry alone, victories alone. And that's why we need community together. All right. So there you have it. And I know that's a terrible way to end, but I want to go back and remind you of the positives. That you have such a great opportunity in front of you to be a part of a community more than just a Facebook group. I really want to challenge you to check out kidminplus.net or join the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group if you haven't done it. You can go to kidministrycollective.com and you can learn about coaching. You can sign up for Kidmin Plus if you want to. You can check out links to Restoring Leaders if you can't remember where to go. The podcasts are here. There's a little blog there. There's all sorts of resources and training things that you can purchase and download for yourself and for your teams. We want you to find community. I want to challenge you. What will you do today after listening to this episode to take some steps towards community? If you need help, reach out and ask. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to help. I want you to know that you are part of the Kid Ministry Collective family. If you come join our Facebook group or you join Kidmin Plus, we would love to have you in there. But you're part of the Kid Ministry team and the family, and we're here for you. We want to celebrate with you. When you have celebrations and victories, come into the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group and celebrate them. We want to know about it. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode. I hope that it's been a blessing to you. I would love to hear from you. Again, it's been great to add more people into our Facebook group. I would love to hear from you personally. So feel free to email me at tom@tombump.com. I would love to hear from you that way. Or just comment in the Facebook group about the podcast and what it's been a blessing. But again, find your community. It's important. That's going to wrap up this episode. I hope you'll join me for another episode. I've got some great guests coming up real soon. So stay tuned. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope that it's helped and encouraged you. If you would, support our podcast by continuing to share it with other leaders. And if you haven't already, hey, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. We look forward to hearing from you how this podcast has helped and sharpened your skills in ministries. So let us know on your Facebook page or head over to kmccoach.net and share with us there. And thanks again for listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast.